with 4 weeks of top five teams in the country.
Yeah, I think it's it is a bit of a fine line, because you want a chance to play everyone. You certainly want a chance to develop and learn, because you can't put all the pieces together in 3 weeks of preseason practice. And on top of it, we play in the, you know, I'd say it's the toughest conference in the nation. So if the goal is to get to the tournament, then you got to get to 500.
Right.
To get there. So you got to make sure that you get your wins in the preseason as well. Because once you get in the conference, there's some randomness that you better be ready for. Maybe you're not getting, you know, out of the conference unscathed, and then all of a sudden you're scrambling to get to the show.
Seems every weekend there's a team or a match that you just scratch your head and say, how did that happen in the Big Ten? And that's that top-to-bottom depth that Tori was talking about as well. Now, I know we got to get you guys out of here. We're running out of time, so I'm hitting all of my guests today with this very difficult question, a very important and pertinent question. And, Tori, that is, what is your favorite food here at the State Fair? And I'll volunteer first. I'll be the icebreaker. I love the pork chop on a stick down the road. That's my favorite. Although it leaves me sluggish and lethargic on a hot day.
My favorite is Sweet Martha cookies.
Sweet Martha cookies,
yeah.
A bucket for Tori.
Yep, the big.
Did you say the big one?
The big bucket.
Okay, the big bucket, okay. How about you, Ashley?
Yeah, mine would either be the cookies or the kettle corn.
The cookies or the kettle corn. Right. Now, Hugh, is this your first State Fair?
You know, I came for a little bit last year.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
And my wife was insistent and said it was a big part of being in Minnesota was to come to the fair.
Right, like a rite of passage.
It was kind of, yeah, it was a hazing of sorts. And and so I came, and I must own, I didn't eat anything.
What?
And I know.
What kind of hazing ritual is that?
I know, I kind of blew it. But she says that the malts at the
dairy
building are spectacular. So
are you going to treat yourself to one on the way out?
We might grab one on the way.
All right, very good. Well, Hugh, we're looking forward to your season. Ashley and Tori as well. We wish you the best of luck with the upcoming volleyball season and great success in the year ahead. So ladies and gentlemen, once again, how about another round of applause for Tori Dixon, Ashley Whitman, and their head coach, Hugh McCutcheon.